Usually when we talk about like a medical diagnosis, there's this underlying expectation of absolute precision.
Oh, yeah,
It's
different.
almost like engineering, right? You break your arm, you go into a clinic, the x-ray shows that harsh, jagged white line across the bone, and the doctor just points at the screen and says, "Well, there it is."
Right, it's entirely binary. It's broken or it's not.
Exactly, it's clean. And frankly, it's comforting. We like things to be visible, to be neatly
Oh,
categorized.
for sure. Human nature.
But then you step into the world of personal spirituality, and suddenly that x-ray machine is just totally broken.
Yeah, people want a clean x-ray. They really do.
They want a simple binary checklist for how to build a meaningful spiritual life. But the deeper you go, the more you realize that without a foundational architecture, you're just kind of wandering in diagnostic muddy waters.
Which is incredibly frustrating for
Yeah,
most people.
right. So, welcome to today's deep dive, because today we are looking at a text that is actively trying to fix that broken spiritual x-ray machine for you.
Yeah, it's a fascinating read.
We're unpacking a 2025 book titled Discipleship Foundations: The Godhead, Faith, Prayer, and the New Covenant by Dr. Lintore Fortuyn.
It's a really highly compelling text. The author, Dr. Fortuyn, is the president of Impact Theological College, and the book was published by Impact Media in South Africa. And what makes this text worth our time today is the unique blend of perspectives he brings. Like, he has years of on-the-ground pastoral experience dealing with real human messiness.
Which is so needed.
Right, but he combines that with a very rigorous, highly structured theological training background. He is essentially attempting to clear up those muddy waters by providing four distinct non-negotiable pillars.
Okay, let's unpack this, because the core mission of this text and the mission for you, the listener joining us on this deep dive today, is understanding the transition from being a mere convert to a committed disciple.
Yes, that distinction is crucial to his whole argument.
Right, because the book argues that in our modern era, a lot of believers start off with this massive emotional burst of enthusiasm, the conversion experience.
The honeymoon phase.
Exactly. But then a year or two down the line, they falter, they burn out, or they just quietly drift away. And Dr. Fortuyn argues that this happens specifically because they lack an understanding of the actual foundational building blocks of what they claim to believe.
Precisely. And it's important to establish our parameters here right at the start. Whether you, the listener, are completely new to these concepts, whether you lead a small community group, or even if you're a seasoned pastor, the author is positing that these four specific pillars are the unshakable prerequisites for a fruitful life.
Yeah, they aren't optional.
Right. And as we go through this, we are going to act as your guides through Dr. Fortuyn's theological framework, exactly as it is laid out in his text.
Just laying out the blueprints.
Exactly. We aren't here to endorse a specific theology.